Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Rod Colon, and welcome to OYC 21 on November 16th, 2015, from Manchester, New Jersey, on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our mission is to educate and empower students and professionals globally in how to network, a critical skill in managing one's career as a business. We are building a great resource of career management and networking best practices for our students and professionals around the globe. Today, our special guest is none other than Yolanda Baker. Yolanda is a good friend and someone that I have networked with for many, many years, and is a senior executive and professional, and she will be sharing her highlights and background with us today. Welcome to OYC 21, Yolanda.
It is my pleasure to be with you and your audience, Rod.
It is great to have you. So why don't we get right into it? And you know that I consistently talk about the theme, own your career. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means to me, and it should to everybody, the awareness of our skill sets and how portable they are, and they're all contained within ourselves. And we exchange that as a service no matter where we go. So having the awareness of what value we provide, and seeing our companies or organizations as customers, now puts us in the front seat, if you will. We are in charge of the direction of our careers. And why I say careers is because for those who are students, your career can progress to different functions within the same organization or other organizations. And what motivates them to change is within you, outward, by making connections. So that brings to the point of the networking as part of the CEO of Yolanda Baker. It is within me and in my everyday to become active in who I contact and how I progress, what value I provide, what service I provide, and that they are satisfied. That's a little bit about how I see the own your career. And you were the first person who I once I saw at a organization that you spoke with, ISACA, may I mention, where I am a former board director, that
of course.
It really keened on having professionals really seeing their careers in a different light. I took it to heart, I'll tell you. So you've become a mentor of mine, and you know it. You've become a mentor of many professionals through the HISPA organization, or through ISACA, or through NASHIMBA, and many others. And I'm pleased that I learned about you own your career. Nobody's going to manage it for you. You have to see, and the phrase, your family as your board of directors really hit home. Puts you in the perspective of you're going out there, and what are you hunting for, and who are you hunting to benefit, so to speak. I hope
now,
put it in perspective.
Sure, no, that's excellent. I mean, it's from your viewpoint. Now, how do you, with all the things that are going on, you mentioned family, you mentioned work, you mentioned associations, how do you manage your day? How do you keep it all in line?
I like to plan. So I like to have my daily, weekly, my monthly, quarterly plan sometimes, and my yearly or 3-5 year plan. It not all comes to fruition because things and opportunities and objectives change. But in my day-to-day, from the night before or even as early as the beginning of the week, I already know what my objectives for that week are and who I need to meet and talk to, what deliverables I have and what I need from somebody. So I know that I can then make that happen in my work life. It happens also on the side on the organizations because, and for the benefit of students, when you volunteer in organizations, it's another added set of tasks and objectives that you have that might correlate with work as well. You can make it to benefit work. So passing on to the daily, what's the benefit of putting these together is that, for example, if you're in an educational organization as a volunteer and you work in a professional industry that needs requirements for certification, well, now you'll be able to try to benefit your workplace by the people that you contact as volunteers. That happens on a day-to-day, but it might be things that are planned. Now, that's as best as managed. I have instances where what happens when, for XYZ reason, the things are not going to go well in that day. Now, that's where having the flexibility and at all times to be able to bargain, to put and negotiate objectives or people or persist makes the day. That is whether you are available to speak with an executive who is well past 6 p.m. or very, very early, such as 7 a.m., depending if they're in the U.S. or abroad. So I manage my day in a way that will maintain my energy so that I'm also available for the unexpected person I might meet who later might become part of my circle.
Right.
So I try to make time for instead of saying, no, I'm too busy, don't talk to me. No, I'm like, I'll listen and I'll be able to maybe make very valuable contacts under those circumstances.
Yeah. Yolanda, as you mentioned your short, mid, long-term goals and your daily goals and following up, do you use any special tools? Is it in a book, handwriting it, or using Excel, or using certain tools to keep and monitor all this information? What do you use?
You know, I tried some tools, and then it wasn't working. I used a calendar, obviously, because that helps me to future some of those, and it serves as reminders. I like something that Brenda Burchard, who's a coach, had put out there, which wasn't a one-pager, and you have to write it. But you could type it. But it is the idea that by creating these daily, it becomes a little bit of a ritual, if you will. And from pen to paper, things are going on as well as you're thinking it through. So I like that type of exercise.
Could you repeat that article and the writer?
Brendan Burchard, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. He's you could find him on YouTube. I think he's very interactive type of coach, and not that he was into type management alone. He is broader than that. He really is like really seize your day and reach your goals type of motivational speaker. Yeah,
no, that's excellent. That's excellent.
Yeah. But whatever
great
works
tip
for anybody else, you know. I like to keep my little book as well, so it's my idea book. And I'll go later on into, explaining some of what I
sure
like.
Yeah, no, this is, and this is the beauty of OYC 21, is really gathering best practices from executives. You're listening to OYC 21. This is Rob Colon on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Today, my guest is Executive Yolanda Baker. Yolanda, how do you leverage your LinkedIn network?
Wow, that is a good question. LinkedIn, to me, is a tool that is beyond resume. At the beginning, it was where people would place resumes. While volunteering in one of the organizations I'm a member of, I created their group for the chapter, and I administered it. And one of the things that I learned was that it was a valuable space for keeping conversations among interesting parties in a smaller circle. And that gave me the opportunity to meet experts and invite experts to the forum. Likewise, I belong to other groups where I'm just a member of that group and no outside of organization. But it gives me the opportunity, again, to connect with experts of various areas. As you know, I'm an information technology auditor, IT auditor for short, and in that role, I verify that systems have logical security, that systems have operational security, data integrity, application logical security again, and such. And externally, via LinkedIn, I'm able to connect with experts of systems so that I can learn more and be able to audit the systems at my company. Obviously, I go to external and technical training, but hearing it firsthand and creating bonds within LinkedIn allows me to candidly ask questions and probe and get a better understanding of how certain systems are being used, not what the book says how they should be used, if that will. Another example, this one, is an SOS I had placed to public on LinkedIn, to everybody. And it was because I needed a contact that could help me when I was forming an affinity group here at my company. My company was built since 1882, and it had every single other affinity group, but it didn't have a Latino group. So there was no precedent in that either. And from that LinkedIn SOS came an introduction to somebody from a well-established Fortune 500 company who led their Hispanic affinity group, and it was one of the most visible and well-known. And the person who, that introduction via LinkedIn, became a visit in person and a friendship and a mentorship. The person, the person who replied to my contact, too, he actually keeps me informed as to what happens in the Latino sphere in D.C. So here's some of the ways that with abandon on LinkedIn, you're able to reach out to so many people's expertise if you solicit candidly, or as some of your other past guests had mentioned, if you do a bit of data mining and look at tags and try to connect to certain people that might benefit you for what you're looking for at that point. Likewise, I've been reached at by strangers who then, it might be, depending on the affinity, it might be information that they might need and a thank you, or it might mean that they connect again in a more meaningful way if they're in New Jersey or in New York, attending any of the events, professional events that I have attended. So answering questions on forums myself, and that's a great way for students to make a note and to for young professionals
sure.
and current professionals to answer questions on forums. For me, it helps me hone my skills and share to the community, right? And
right.
also it increases my visibility. And that's one of the key points, that if somebody has something to share and they join a group, you're able to then now provide some expertise, and kind of karma, it comes back, you know? So third, having
Excellent.
A premium account on LinkedIn, important. If you have a premium account, you're able to reach out to people who are unreachable. So if you're looking for that special person, and I don't mean romantically, but it can be, right? But it can be one of these expert gurus, and you really need to, you can send them an email without having to have any connections. Before, when LinkedIn started, you had to have a connection in order and get an introduction in order to connect with a stranger. And now that's the veil is being pushed to the side, so it's becoming more democratic, obviously, if you have a premium account. So in all
Excellent.
Those ways,
well, that's
I leverage
great.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, those are wonderful, wonderful ways. How do you, Yolanda, broadcast your personal brand out to the community?
Well, that's interesting that you say, right? So three-dimensional, from outer appearance to what I focus on, in person, obviously. I meet you to... when I meet you to what I want to discuss or relate to, right? And that's in person. In social media now, broadcasting, when people are thinking in that sphere, wow, could you imagine? I'm part of the top 25 Yolanda Bakers. And there are 58
wow.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
there's 16 rods, just so you know. And you're one of the top 25, you know, you're on the top list. But it's like, wow, how do you differentiate yourself? You know, Janet Iglesias, another of your interviewees, spoke about authenticity. And it is. There might be 16 Rod Colognes, but there's only one I know who is just like you, Rod.
Right.
And I want, when people meet me, they go, Yolanda? Yolanda. And maybe you don't even have to say Baker in a way. Because I want to make an impact in everybody I meet, if you will. And
sure.
I'm impacted by everybody I meet. I'm excited in that way. I think that beyond appearances, the social media, besides whatever picture you might have or not, gives you an opportunity to contribute or be visible in the various spheres. On LinkedIn or Twitter, with what you might want to communicate. So having a blog, an article, is important, and I'm going to get more into that as time allows, because it's important to be able to share expertise. And if it's on the Twitter, well, a measured communication is worth a picture.
Sure.
A picture is worth 1,000 words, and concise communication is where I want to publish myself or broadcast my brand.
Excellent. You're listening to OYC 21 on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. This is Rod Colon. My guest today is Yolanda Baker. Yolanda, what recommendation do you have for our college students preparing to enter the workforce? What advice do you have for them?
So for college students and like young professionals or those who have maybe 1 or 2 years in their right after college, I would say continue improving your skill sets and add to them. I'm a certified information systems auditor, and just like a certified professional accountant, a CPA, I must continue to improve my skill set to maintain my certification. And that means what happened 15 years ago in systems, computer systems, imagine, right? Even what happened 3 years, 2 years, and last year. We're in a game changer right now with all of the threats, as you know, in cybersecurity. So maintaining and continuing your expertise, no matter what forum it is very important. Align yourself with those skills that others have that you would want to increase. So network, reach out to others via LinkedIn or by attending their presentations and training. I would say volunteer as a way to stretch your skill set and become known. I'll give you for instance. I joined as a volunteer at ISACA, and I was enrolled in various positions and more responsibility all the way to becoming a president. I stretched my skill set to be able to participate in creating strategic planning, which in my role as senior IT auditor, I wouldn't have had beyond what the annual IT audit plan is. I was able to create programs for 3 chapters, not just the one in New Jersey, but aligning with New York and Connecticut, and doing something that was a bit different, doing creative programs and speakers along with a great team and leading teams that are not necessarily those same ones that you see in your everyday company. So I would say go at that. Go into any of these type of professional organizations in your industry that can help you connect with those who are in the know and those who have jobs available as well. Don't hesitate to ask for references on social media and by letter of your professors even, or by any volunteering that you did in college. I like this, don't burn bridges. You never know what goes around comes around. And if you really want to be known and build connections, make them to build relationships.
Absolutely.
Meet and meet and help anyone. One person who you may have nothing in common may be close to someone who has a lot in common. So look for the opportunity.
And that's the beauty of networking. Yolanda, we just have a few minutes left, and we wanted to make sure that folks know how to reach out to you, how to contact you. If they do invite you on LinkedIn, what's the best way to introduce themselves? That would be great information.
Well, obviously, if they're your audience and they reference you, I know that that's special. I am Yolanda Baker, CISA, C-I-S-A. I'm the only of those 58 who is certified, so you can find me there. Also on Twitter, if you wanted to follow, and I'll pay attention to who follows me because I like to be, I'm curious and like to know what other people think. Yolanda Baker, U.S.
Awesome.
I'd like to say that at any HISPA, which is a great organization for Hispanics, or ISACA, which is an organization for security, audit, IT, governance, risk management professionals, in case anyone of your audience is in that realm, both in New Jersey or New York. Chapters constantly have open to the public events. That's a great way. And I really look forward to any of the training sessions that you might have in the future, Ron, because maybe I can meet them there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yolanda, thank you so much for being our guest on OYC 21 on the best practices on networking and career management. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Rod, it has been my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you, and the same to you. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit our website, rodcolone.com. I'd love to hear from you during the week. Make sure you join our LinkedIn group, Own Your Career with Rod Colone. Here you can post your career questions and be part of a global group committed to running one's career as a business. The CEO of Me, Inc. I appreciate you, our listeners, and I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thanks for listening in. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking alive. And until our next show, this is Rod Colone with OYC 21. You really want it?